Once upon a time, there was an evil queen. And this is her story. The Diary of a Wicked Queen.
Thursday, the 14th of October, 2021. Right, well, I'm just checking in before I go to rehearsal. I need to leave in about 10 minutes' time. So I noticed last night when I was listening to last night's stuff that I recorded in the foyer, and I thought to myself, gosh, I sound really whispery in it, like I was sort of modulating my tone. So I'm going to try really hard not to do that again, because I'll probably record something at the theatre tonight. And I also want to find ways of getting different voices onto this podcast, you know, either different cast members or different production people. And that's what I'm going to now think about, because I think it would be good to add somebody else into the mix. And that's all I wanted to say, really. Just check in before I go. I think I'm only doing songs tonight, but as we know so far, that could all change when I get there. Who knows what I'll be doing tonight? So I will see you all later. Bye. So it was songs. It was just songs, which is great, actually. So I did two numbers. What was nice was that we rehearsed the scene which had the lead into the numbers and the scene after it. So we blocked the scenes, we moved them on the stage, and then we kind of blocked the songs. The songs probably will change in terms of what we're doing, and then block the scene the other side. And so we worked out, because there's obviously a run into the song. It needs to be fairly seamless, so that you need to be speaking, and then seamlessly going into your song. So the song intro music happens underneath what you're saying. So you've always got to get that cue line right. You've always got to get the cue line that the band know, so that it starts the song. That's the one thing that you've got to remember. If you remember nothing else, remember the cue line for the band to start. And then they play underneath you, and then you seamlessly go into the song. And that's what we were working out this evening, the sort of timings of that. Although, of course, with Panto, it's not crystal clear, because you're going to have all sorts of audience participation in there. So the audience are going to give you different stuff every night. So anyway, we worked out the lead into the songs and the scenes around the songs. So that was brilliant. And that was two songs. Yeah, so it was good. I'm finding it difficult to be evil enough, which my family will be amazed at. But I am finding it quite difficult to not be smiley, actually. I need to be much more of a real evil queen and a wicked stepmother, without any kind of cheeky asides or smiles or anything like that. I've got to be absolutely straight. So my job really is to really get the audience on my side through fear. So not really on my side, but get the audience to react to me through fear, which is, it's always really interesting, that, to be honest, because I can remember I did Panto when I was a student at college, and I was often the evil part. And, you know, you have children actually leaving, weeping, crying, and leaving the theatre and really scared. So I'm really aware of that. Small children who come to Panto's can be genuinely frightened of the wicked witches and the evil queens. So I've got to be really, really aware of that. But I have to remember to be evil. And that's my job. So what I thought I'd do a little bit of homework, actually. What I'll do is I'll sit on YouTube for a little bit of time tomorrow and actually research pantomimes and wicked witches and evil queens and see how other people do them, because I think that would be really interesting. It'd be really good for me to see how different people have done them, so that I can be inspired to create a character that isn't just a caricature. I know that you kind of feel as though panto characters are quite one-dimensional, but I don't think they are, really, and I don't think they need to be, and I definitely don't want to do that with this. I'm not pretending that it's some great Shakespearean thing and that she's going to be real with lots of depth, but at the same time, I'd like to get a fully rounded character in there and have people really believe in it. despite the fact, obviously, that it's a pantomime. So that's my homework cut out. I think I'm going to go and have a look at how other people have done Evil Queens and Wicked Stepmothers and see if I can use anything from that, bring anything of that to my performance. Yeah, because I want to nail this, and I want to nail it quickly, because then once I've nailed the character, then I can start experimenting and doing other stuff. So I think that's what I'm going to do. So that's great. And hopefully, I wasn't so whispery tonight. I was very whispery yesterday, recording this in the foyer, in the corner, in the foyer. But hopefully I'm not as whispery as I have been in the past. So onwards and upwards. Right, well, I shall see you all tomorrow. We'll have done nearly a week of rehearsals after tomorrow's, because it's Friday tomorrow. And I think we're doing two scenes tomorrow, two quite big scenes that are early on in the panto. So after this week is done, I will feel quite comfortable about the beginning part of the pantomime, which will be really good, which will be a really good start. But we'll be 1 week down, so we've got to get our skates on. Right, well, thank you very much for listening this far, and catch you again tomorrow. Bye.